everyone. Welcome inside the NovaCare Complex Studios. I'm Alex Smith, and this is week three of Stats Only, where we go beyond the box score and tell you everything that you need to know about the Eagles matchups. Today, we take a look back at Dallas before moving on to the New York Jets. And we'll start things off by taking a look at some of the solid defensive numbers put up by the Eagles in the first 2 weeks. While the Eagles' offense hasn't clicked just yet, the defense has been able to play together and put up some impressive numbers. The bend-but-don't-break mentality of the defense is evidenced by the unit allowing just one red zone touchdown in five opportunities. The Eagles' red zone percentage of 20% is tied for the second-best mark in the league, trailing only the Denver Broncos and New York Jets. The defense has also seen a noticeable jump in third-down percentage as compared to last season, allowing opponents to convert on just 32% of third downs, the ninth-best mark in the league. The Eagles' red zone defense will once again need to be at their best on Sunday as they face a Jets offense that has been one of the most efficient red zone units in the league thanks to a powerful running game and two very physical wide receivers. With savvy quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick at the reins, the Jets have capitalized on six of their nine red zone opportunities in 2015. Their 67% red zone percentage is tied with the Eagles and Falcons for the ninth best conversion rate in the league, and their 100% goal-to-go percentage is tied for the league best. Jets running back Chris Ivory has two red zone touchdowns on the season, and wide receivers Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker have each hauled in one red zone touchdown in each of the Jets' first two games. While the Jets' talented duo of wide receivers has been a key part to their red zone success as of late, the Eagles have also been developing their very own red zone weapon over parts of the last two seasons, as Jordan Matthews continues to prove that he can be a go-to player in this Eagles offense. After getting adjusted to the speed and physicality of the NFL level, second-year wide receiver Jordan Matthews has turned up his playing level. Over the last 16 games, Matthews has recorded 80 catches for 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns. He's also led the team in receptions in each of the last 3 games. The Vanderbilt product has recorded at least 6 grabs in each of the last 3 contests, and he could become just the 6th player in team history to do so in 4 straight games, with Brent Celek being the most recent Eagle to accomplish the feat, doing so in 2009. That will wrap things up for this week's edition of Stats Only. Be sure to join us here next week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.